WILO Party Line before we get to our guest. Presented by Boone and Carroll and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your local news sources, as well as Big Deals. Save money now on 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com, as well as TC Trailers, Encompass Credit Union, Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch, Virk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort, and Ivy Tech Community College. Online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com on behalf of WILO and Boone 102.7. Brought to you by ProBite Computer Sales and Service, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Reinhardt Realtors, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. Melissa Miller on the other side of the board, Todd Berryman on this side, and coming through us down the mojo wire, the legendary contributor, Shan Sheridan, Executive Director of the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. We have not talked in a good while. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, good morning, Todd. How are you today?
It's a real pleasure. I think the last time you and I ran into each other face to face, was that the chili cook-off?
Oh, yeah, that would have been right.
Yeah, it's been a few months.
That's correct. Absolutely. I think everybody still survived and some pretty good stuff.
Yes, indeed. I got to say, I was kind of thrilled that Rodney at CNR pulled out the win with that smoked sausage one.
Yeah, that was good. That was a different flavor. It was definitely one of them that caught your attention right away. And all, like I said, they all were good, but that one that, with a different flavor was one. Well, it ended up being the champion today.
Mm-hmm. And they were, and I do remember that when we were talking about it, we said they're all good. I think it was you that said, you know, there's a part of me that really just wants to take all four of them and put them together because they were all that good.
Yeah, I think if you put them all together with a smoky flavor, you'd have a real winner. It might even go down to Texas, but probably need to bring a little more heat.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Add a little Texas Pete to that thing, and you're good to go.
Yeah, but
yeah,
you're a Southern boy anyway. You're a Louisiana kid.
Yep, Cajun.
You, I was gonna say you like that Cajun spicy stuff.
Oh yeah, bring it on. The hotter, the better.
See, I'm gonna now that I know that, because I didn't know the Sheridan origin story. Now I'm gonna have to find a way to get Doug Kershaw into the box from the attic sometime in the near future.
Get
a little Louisiana man.
Zylo going. So
Shan went.
Get the Zydeco going and get some of that good Cajun music cooking, or Cajun food cooking. We'll be in great shape. So,
when was the last time that you went down there?
I was there. My dad passed away in 2015, and we were down there. That was probably the last time. There in Louisiana, my brothers have moved to Texas, so we've gone there to visit. But my aunt and uncle. Oh, actually, I take that back. I take that totally back. We were just down there in May. I took my grandsons to an LSU baseball series back in May and end of May. So we were down there just this past summer. So with my aunt and uncle, and had some great jambalaya and some gumbo down there when we were there, and ate a little raisin canes, chicken, and always good place to be. So, and got to see LSU win, and of course they ended up winning the World Series. So, that was a great trip with my grandson. So.
Well, I know we'll get around to the chamber stuff here, but just when you went down, how much is everything pretty much rebuilt back now? Is there still a lot that's not? Because I know you guys went down there and helped with the cleanup with Katrina and so much devastation down there when you guys went down. I remember the pictures that you were sending back.
Yeah, it was kind of ironic that you mentioned that, because we ran into a friend of ours, my wife and I, at the basketball game on Sunday afternoon, Elliot McInnes, who used to be with Channel 18 WLFI. Elliot actually went down with us on the first trip. Representing most of your footage that came from Hurricane Katrina from the CBS anyway came from Elliot's camera that ended up being on the national news, because we were fortunate enough to be able to get down there right away because of my dad's contact with the sheriff in the area, that we were able to get the supplies into our community, and we're only about 40 miles north of New Orleans, so we just went on down to New Orleans to see the devastation, and then of course help with cleanup. But the But Elliot, we got to see him the other day, and he's doing very well. He's an attorney now, so but he left broadcasting. So there you go. There's an aspiration for you. But you get out of broadcasting, go be an attorney. But, you know, when we were down there in May, most of the damage that happened in the area that we were all was wind back in the day, tornadoes and a lot of trees down there. You know, trees are growing back, and homes have been repaired. But the flooding... it's still, I mean, there's memorials down there. There's still some places that have kind of been left unkept just to show the significance of the storm. And, of course, most of the damage came from the surge that that broke the levee. And when the levee broke, that was all hell broke loose, literally. And so it was a terrible time. But, you know, Louisiana has rebuilt. And, you know, though it's amazing, they're under, they're, you know, most of that territory where I live is under below sea level, and
like what, 69 feet below sea level or some number like that.
You have to expect that you know, you're going to get water at some point. So you know, the you know, but we always, when comes June to October, you're just kind of with bated breath, you know, looking at those tropical storms that brew there in the Atlantic and start moving that direction. So, but so far so good, really, since then. But it was a terrible storm, and we're very thankful to Clinton County people who donated. We took 4 semi truck trailers down in a matter of about a week, about 10 days. It was amazing, and so so we were very thankful of all those, and still have people that I didn't know down there that were complete strangers that were touched by the people that gave up here. So it was a tremendous blessing.
Well, that's the whole point. We're all in it together, no matter where we're at.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, a lot going on with the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, but probably one of the most exciting things is you guys are getting ready to start renovations to the building itself.
Yeah, we've got, in fact, I was with the construction team this morning, the construction manager, all the bids have been submitted. With us getting the federal grant, part of the Ready grant was part of, as far as federal dollars, we had to go through a whole a practice of bidding. And I say fortunately and unfortunately, because, you know, fortunately it's the lowest bid, and that helps the budget, the bottom line. But when you have to, when you're, the criteria is taking the lowest bid. Sometimes you don't always get that, you know, necessarily the folks that maybe you were thinking were going to be able to do the right project. So we were going through all that today, and so the low bids have come in, and we're moving forward. And the good news is a good majority of the process is going to be local, and we're thankful for local folks, but some. Didn't quite get there for the bid, but it's kind of out of our control in that scenario, because that we get audited with that if we did take a bid that was higher than what was put in. So, but we are really excited. We're hopeful that in April things will get moving, maybe even before. But we're going through all the process of getting, we'll have to start getting the permits. We have the state permits, state design releases, all those things are done. But now we start our local permitting process, and then go through those hoops and hopefully get things moving sooner than later.
I know one of the big projects that we've all been watching and keeping an eye on is the six out at 65. How's the progression going out there? I mean, it looks like the good to go is really making some major projects out there as far as getting their building up and everything.
Yeah, as far as the convenience store, it's pretty much, it's very close to being completed. It's got they've got some finishing work to do, and of course they got to move in, get everything moved from the old store into the new store, and then they will have the get the store opened and operational, so then they can tear down everything that's in front of that. So but it is they've done a great job. They have been excellent to work with. Good to go folks are very community minded. In fact, March and April, all the roundups for Good to Go in all three of their locations, Southside, downtown, and out west on 65, will go to the CRAM organization, which is Christ Rescues All Mankind. That is a group of that's the recovery group that will sponsor the concert downtown. So all those round-up pennies and nickels or dimes that you can give. That'll go to the ministry of the concert. We've got Matt Mayer coming in, who's a great worship, great musician, artist, Christian artist. He's going to be downtown for Hot Dog Festival. But, you know, it's an expensive concert, so we're thankful for the folks that will help us out March and April. If you just come in, and the roundups will go towards that, and Good to Go are great people, and we're just thankful that they're in our community.
That is really cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like you said, Matt Mayer, that's a major Christian artist.
Yes, absolutely. Probably the biggest. I mean, we had Unspoken last year. We had Sidewalk Prophets the year before. But we think we're moving in the right direction with continuing to bring quality contemporary Christian music and some surprises, I think, that will be coming as well. So it'll be some fun stuff over the years to come until the Lord comes back. So.
Yep, I agree. The roundabout out there, and of course the event center, that's all to come in the future here soon.
Well, the roundabout is being worked on right now, so that they're doing all of the lateral work, the pipe work, the electric work, all of that is being done, and then everything that is on the both north and the west side, or north and south side of 28. That will be opening up by more than likely the end of the year, sometime November, December, good Lord willing, everything works. And then the event center, they will begin on that hopefully this summer, early fall, and then have that completed by 2020 or in that first quarter of 2025. And then, of course, they're looking to parallel that with the RV park. So that's the goal, is to have pretty much by the end of 2025 that all in place. So of course there's a lot of funding that they're still working through and trying to get done, but we're moving in the right direction, and it's a really exciting project. I mean, when you think about the entire project of the event center, hotel, winery, all of that, you're talking about $76 million investment.
That's huge. That is huge. We see a lot of work being done, a lot of movement going on at the old Marsh building where the car business is going in. Have they given any kind of an indication as to when they'll be open and up and running?
I think their biggest issue has been the challenge of the building and the disrepair that it was in, and so they're trying to get those things taken care of and then being able to move the vehicles. I know that one of the things that they're very interested in working with RVs, especially since we're going to have a pretty substantial RV park out at 65 and 28. I think that, you know, the opportunity for sales and service is going to be huge. And I know that was part of their plan initially. So I think getting the building where they can, you know, bring in those kinds of vehicles in to be able to repair is pretty priority for them. So, but they're so far they've done everything they said they would do, and I think we'll wait. It's a wait and see. So I do believe they're going to be good partners, and they want to do things that's going to make the city look good. And they did a great job on their Jackson Street project. That's a very, very attractive building, and they keep it a lot clean. I think they're going to be good folks and good neighbors.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see what's going to happen in the future with that. I know a lot of people are. Let's talk CVS building. Dollar Tree bought that, correct?
Well, it's not a purchase; it's a lease. So they're going to be leasing that, and that's they are doing all the internal work. I mean, they've got everything worked out as far as the contract. Now they're just getting things ready, and they will not be closing the east side. They will keep it open, but they'll have two locations here. And meeting the leadership team there, I think they're very excited about the standalone store and the opportunities of doing some things that they wouldn't be able to do over on the east side. So that's moving forward. I don't have a time. I know that they were looking at the first quarter of this year, but you know, we're getting close to that being done or being over. So it may have been expanded into. I haven't spoken with them in about a month, so I don't know for sure if the timeline has changed on that.
Well, I know that was one of the questions I was going to have for you, whether or not they were going to just relocate or whether or not they were going to keep both. a lot of the issues that we've seen in the county is I mean, everybody's looking for help. Do they honestly think they're going to be able to staff that, to be able to support two businesses?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I walked into a store the other day and did not see one soul. Went in and purchased my items. The manager, there was nobody there. It was one of those quick spur of the moment situations that I needed some antacid and some mint. I walked into the store. No one greeted me. I never saw a soul. I went back, picked up my things, went to the cashier, which was all automated. I scanned it, walked out, put it in the bag, walked out, and never saw a customer or anyone that waited on me. So I think, to answer your question, I think because of automation and what's going on, I mean, I was my wife and I were on the road last week, and we stopped at a McDonald's, and everything was done at a kiosk. The only human contact I had was pretty much when they handed the food to us. So I think we're seeing more and more. I know Colorado just came out. It might have been Boulder, maybe even Denver, the first McDonald's that is completely automated, including cooking your food. So I think you're going to see more of that, especially with AI technology, that because of the lack of help, and that's not just here. I was in a regional meeting. I was actually in a state meeting yesterday, and that was a big concern and discussion, and I think that's one of the challenges that we have pretty much everywhere is finding the workforce. But to answer your question, I think what will happen is that you'll see more automation.
I know we're very fortunate in this area that we have such a low unemployment rate. I mean, it's almost non-existent unemployment rate right through this area. But does that pose a challenge for you as far as being able to bring new businesses in and keep the growth of Clinton County going?
It's the biggest challenge, Melissa. I mean, I think it's probably the biggest challenge in our region, but certainly for Clinton County, we're still the lowest unemployment rate in the state. I think we're tied with, I was looking at that the other day. I mean, it might be Hendricks County. I can't remember, but we're at 2.4% unemployment rate. That, you know, when new businesses or even current businesses are looking to expand, you know, it's one of the things they look at and see what available workforce we have. And when you have that kind of a rate, believe me, it doesn't. That's normally a good thing, and from an economist perspective, but it's not a good thing when you're looking at attracting new business, because they need people. And now what we normally do, how we turn this around, and some would say spin, we basically use the collective regional employment number, workforce development that we have in our 6 to 8 to 10 county region. And folks say, well, why would anybody, who's going to drive this to come to work in Frankfort? Well, we have people that drive over an hour every day to come to Frito-Lay. We have people that drive over an hour to come to NHK every day. So there are people that will do that, especially where our location is on off of 65. There'll be folks that will, you know, get in their vehicle, be on a highway, and can be at work in 45 to 50, you know, 60 minutes. Some people like that because it's a decompressing time on their way back home, and kind of a get motivated for work on their way in. So, but that is how we overcome that by our regional workforce. So, but it certainly is a struggle when you look at our pure sheer numbers in our county.
Well, and it can almost be a vicious circle, because we look at the need for housing, but then you also have to question, do we need the housing if we don't have the people to put in them? So
I don't think that's a problem. I think we'd have people that put. I think that the issue with housing is that there is. If you look at Realtor.com, I could go Realtor.com right now, and majority of the homes are pending, are on contingent. I mean, homes are selling. I mean, as soon as a home goes on the market, there's attention to that. There's interest. So I don't think it's an issue with the housing, of having people to live in the housing. We have people that I think that are staying in their homes that would like to look and find another place. They don't have the new housing stock. That's why the new housing additions are so important, because they're going to be able to move people out of that first or second home into maybe a new forever home, and then that allows people to come in and buy the other stock. So it's happening all over the country, it's happening all over the state, and it certainly is, will happen here as we bring in new housing. So I think that's going to help our unemployment rate, because it will attract other folks coming to our community because they have a house to come to.
And it keeps that growth going.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are there any other businesses that are looking at, I mean, I know you got to be careful what you say, because you're working with people and they're, sitting on the fence and they don't want to be named as far as commitments or anything else. But is there any other businesses that you're talking to right now about coming to Clinton County?
Oh, we're always talking to businesses. I mean, we've got a variety of folks that we talk to on a regular basis, if not daily basis, that are interested, or either starting a new business or are looking at moving to Clinton County. It's one of those scenarios that they have to count the cost. They look at all of the different the challenges, the pros, the cons, and then they, we've got a couple of big projects we're hoping to hear fairly soon. But that is one of the challenges. They both of those businesses will need. One will need approximately 100 new workers. The other one will need somewhere around 200. So when you start looking at unemployment, that's why we have to kind of always show that regional workforce number, because we don't want to lose that interest. So, but yes, we have people that are looking. I think the logistics, the geographical location, our oxymoron, but we've got that the geographical area that we are in between Kokomo, Indianapolis, and Frankfort, or Lafayette. We are right in the middle of that tri-city metro area, and it's very attractive. I think we're going to see more and more people look at this, not only to work here but to live here.
Well, I am going to put in my special secret request for the old KFC building to become a Fazoli's, if you can work that into your schedule.
Well, I mean, Fazoli's is, I don't think it's any secret. Fazoli's has looked at it. I mean, the challenge has been working with the owners. They're out of state. This is why, it's a very challenging, for a community like ours to deal with out of state, sometimes even out of country landlords that own property, because they really don't, care about what happens in Frankfort. They don't live here. They don't think about it. It's just another decimal in their portfolio. I mean, it's just another number. And so it's very frustrating when you don't get return calls, or when they tell you. We've had brokers, we've had other real estate folks that have called, and they don't get return calls. We do know, the last word that we had, and this was just of about 3 weeks ago, that there has been a LOI, a letter of intent that the company has received, the leasing company has received on the property, and we've asked for disclosure of who it is, but they've signed an NDA, which they're not letting us know. So, but I can tell you, we're working with the Fazoli folks, and that is not, it's not worked out there, so we're still working on trying to get that done, and Bob's a great guy and really, really likes Frankfort. I think he really wants to see something happen here, but where and when will be the question. So.
Well, I knew that was a possibility a long time ago, and didn't realize that it was still a possibility. But thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no problem. I think we will have one. It's just going to be a matter of where. I think he's ready to do something. It's just trying to find the right spot. A build out is pretty is a very challenging for company. If they can come in and do, that's why the KFC was really kind of a perfect location. But when they really didn't really respond, and then they had somebody else on the hook that they thought they were going to lease it to, and again, we had some mom and pop folks that really wanted to get involved, but they, when they want $4,000 or $5,000 a month for a mom and pop, it's pretty challenging.
Yeah,
so,
no kidding.
Anyway, that's where we are on that. I get a little frustrated, because that's one of those scenarios that I think at some point you kind of have to just draw a line and say, you need to do something with this, or we're going to have to be a little bit more diligent and restrict, I guess, in the restrictions that maybe yards that might get mowed or whatever the case may be. But we're focused, and hopefully, you know, you attract more you know, bees with honey than you do vinegar. So hopefully we continue to cooperate with them, and they'll get something done. But that's a challenge when you have no control over it.
One last thing I wanted to bring up, Sham, before we let you go. Cookies for a Cause coming up here this Thursday.
Yeah, this Thursday, Cookies for a Cause is back, and Barb will be in all of her glory doing her thing. She does great work, and we love Barb and all of the things that she does for the community, and it's just a another opportunity to bring in some dollars and to help folks and to help organizations. So, yep, Thursday starting at, I think, about 8:30, the Cookies will be here.
All righty. Well, Shan, is there anything else before we let you go?
Hey, no, I'm going into a meeting. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for all what you do, and keep up the good work. And I've already told Russ, we do have a new medical office that is in town next, just right here on Washington Street. And so I know Russ is going to get you guys involved in getting them interviewed and getting them on the radio as well. So it's a great blessing for us. So to have some more medical services.
Yep, mm-hmm. I agree. All right.
Thanks, guys. You guys have a great day.
You too. Thank you, Shan.
Take care.
Of course, bye. Talking to Executive Director Shan Sheridan of the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce. We are going to switch gears, and we are going to jump over to Kim Stevens. Kim is the Executive Director of Frankfort Main Street. Kim, thank you for your patience for hanging in there. And it's getting to be warm weather. Granted, this is a kind of a roller coaster ride that we're on, but warm weather means lots of activities downtown.
It does. Thank you very much for allowing me to be on here, mm-hmm. and I'm loving the great weather. So mm-hmm. that does mean people out on the streets and hopefully, you know, patronizing our businesses. And it's always great to see the sunshine and people out walking. So.
Well, really quickly, Kim, I want to talk to you, and I want to hope that everything is going well with you, because you went through some major surgery and stuff, and I just want to make sure everything's going all right with you.
Well, I appreciate you asking, but yes, I'm doing really well. We're moving in the right direction, so I'm not real patient, but, you know, that's okay.
I get that. You had talked at one time about putting together like discount cards or for the community, yeah. where you could go in and you could purchase the card and then you could use it at various businesses. Are those still available? What's the progress on that?
Okay, so we have, it's called a Shop Local Frankfort card, and I think we have 21 businesses that are currently offering discounts or specials in their storefront. So the card is $25. And it's available. You can pick it up in my office at the Iron Block Building at 62 North Main. And if I'm not there, the chamber has them as well available for sale. But they're good for the entire year. So you can use them daily if you want to. You can use your card several times a day, depending on what businesses you go into. You will see the diamond-shaped logo on the door that says Shop Local. And it has a QR code on it. And if you just scan that QR code, it will take you directly to the webpage that will tell you what those businesses are and what specials they're offering. So as an example, on the card Arnie's, I think of them because of the where they fall alphabetically, but they have $3 off of a large pizza. So if you purchase the card and you go weekly, you know, you're going to make your money, you're going to save that money in a short period of time. So, you know, there are other businesses that offer 10% off. I don't have it pulled up in front of me, so I'm trying to remember from, like, ProBite Computers. I know that they have a 10% off discount.
Yeah, I think.
So they add up pretty quickly. So
sure.
You can get your money back or your money's worth in a short period of time, especially if you patronize the downtown businesses. And we're always adding businesses. So if you're a Clinton County business and you want to be involved in this, please contact me. It doesn't cost anything for the advertising. Now, if you're not a downtown business, we do ask for a small donation. that basically helps us to be able to continue promoting the card. But if you'll follow our Frankfort Main Street Facebook page, you will see those specials coming up on a regular basis.
I know you have little dachshunds that are going out now. How many of them are placed now?
Well, we will not place them until probably the middle of May.
Okay.
Right now, they're in production. So we'll be doing some adoption parties coming up real soon because we have people who have made commitments for those. They are now working with their artists to get their design concept submitted. And then some of them are, I have two of them that are completely finished. So they will be going out. We'll be doing a reveal party so that folks can come and review those before we get them out at the different locations. We'll have a doxy trail that you can pick up a map. It will be available in our office once the dachshunds are out. You can pick that up in our office, get it on our Facebook page, our website, and actually go see each one of those dachshunds in person. So we're excited about that. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. There will be posters and pictures and postcards available, so it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be something that our community hasn't experienced yet, so hopefully it'll be well-received.
Well, you said something about an adoption party, so that means there's still some that are available for adoption?
Well, actually, the commitments that we have, we can still get them. So if someone out there wants to adopt one, we can still get the dachshunds, the statue. So, yes, but we'll have to move pretty quick on that.
Okay. For anybody who's listening that might be interested in that, you might go over that process of what they need to do to be able to make that happen fairly quickly.
Okay. So if you are interested in adopting a dachshund, it's a fee of $325. And then there are different levels that you can choose your own artist. You can submit it yourself. So if you want to do the decorating on it, you can do that. But there is a process. So it's like a 5-page application. It's not, I say application. It has the criteria and how they need to be prepared for being outside. So it's a lot to go over. So the best thing is just contact me at the Frankfort Main Street office, which we're at 62 North Main Street, or give me a call at 654-4081. Or email me at mainstreet@accs.net, and I am happy to get you that information.
I know we are looking at, again, we look at warm weather and we think of everything that happens downtown, but Thursday Thunder is going to be coming back fairly, and no pun intended on the impending weather that's coming, but, Thursday Thunder is coming up, and do you have like a start date for that? And how about entertainment or themes that are planned to go with it?
Yeah. Actually, Thursday Thunder will start the first Thursday in June, which is June 6th. It'll be the first and third Thursdays. And we will have that evening, we will have an opening live entertainment. And that is not confirmed yet. We are pretty sure we know what's going to happen, but they're checking dates right now. So I will release that probably the next time we talk, because I will have that information by then. But yeah, we have Thursday Thunder that's coming up. We've been averaging, I would say, 70 cars, vehicles during the Thursday Thunder, and probably 500 people or so that are downtown enjoying. We have some vendors that will be down there serving food. We have other vendors that are selling some different things. So we invite you to come down and be a part of that. So always a good time.
Hot Dog Festival, I'm sure you're in plannings, right?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes. You heard Sian talk about the Christian concerts that are happening on Saturday. We will be releasing the entertainment schedule. Actually, I have a meeting with the entertainment committee today. And then we have a board meeting tonight. So once that is all approved, we'll be getting that information out to you very, very quickly. Probably, I would say by the end of the week is what my goal is. So, but yes, it's moving right along. We're looking forward to having the dock diving back. We have a great kids area that we're excited about. So just lots of things going on, yeah.
One last question I got for you, Kim. We've had people asking us if we know anything about it. Are there any plans to either redo or recreate a new mural on the building wall there at Veterans Park?
Actually, we have met with an entertainment, arts and entertainment council that we have been working with. When the transition happened at the TPA Park with the leadership there, you know, we've kind of put that on hold just a little bit because Joel is going to be part of that process as well. So we are back in the mix of sharing our ideas. We had several concepts that were submitted for that wall. So, yes, that is in process. It's just right now it kind of got a little stalled to let him get back in and get his feet wet and all that good stuff.
Anything else, Kim, that you want to bring up while we got you?
Actually, if I could just take a minute to share some numbers with you. Every year, Frankfort Main Street, we've been a nationally accredited Main Street for the past 22 years, and we just got noticed that we are accredited again for 2023. And right. So here we have to track numbers submit different reports quarterly. And I just wanted to share with you the state of downtown for 2023. Some of those numbers.
Sure.
So last year we had 6 new businesses, 20 new housing units that were developed, 31 women-owned businesses, we have 19 minority-owned businesses, 8 veteran-owned businesses, and 24 family-owned businesses. Those numbers I'm really proud of because every year, you know, we are a part of what happens on the national level and also on the state level. And so when you see those state Main Street numbers come out or the national Main Street numbers come out, we have a big portion of that for a small community like Frankfort compared to some of them. But I also wanted, this is one of them I'm most excited about and proud of, is we have over 150 volunteers every year. That's Hot Dog Festival, that's any events that we do downtown, that is our board of directors who are committed. It's a working board that they get out there and they put hours and hours in. And just last year alone, our entire volunteer organization had 4,170 hours. And those are just the hours that I know about. Those aren't the hours that, you know, someone on our board might be doing something behind the scenes and checking out something. I haven't tracked those hours. But that equates to $132,606 if we had to pay for those volunteer hours. So I am excited about that. I'm proud of that number because that tells me that we have a great community. And to be honest with you, it's one of the highest numbers in the state of Indiana. And that's exciting to me. We are one of 15 Main Streets in the state of Indiana that are nationally accredited out of 106 Main Streets. So, you know, it's exciting.
Yeah, no kidding.
Last year alone, we had $1.8 million in private investment and $460,000 in public investment.
Wow.
So, you know, there are things going on in our downtown. And I have this picture that I keep in my office. It is of this huge carrot that's underground, and you see the ground around it, and you see this carrot underground. And this rabbit standing behind the little greenery that's up above it. And it says, success isn't always what you see. And I just love that because I think sometimes when we drive through a community, we think maybe not much is happening, but you don't see the things that are happening behind the scenes or underground, per se. So I just wanted to share those numbers because those are things that we work hard at every day to foster those relationships, to work with the city and the county to make sure that things are moving forward for our community. So, you know, thank you all who support us. We appreciate that. We couldn't do it without our partners, and WILO is one of those great partners. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for everything that you guys do there and for the city of Frankfort and getting the word out there and bringing in the tourism. I mean, let's face it, it all goes to success and getting the businesses involved and being able to shop local. Thank you to our community members, too, for making that happen. What a diversification of ownership of businesses. That 31 women-owned businesses, that's pretty astronomical for a small community.
Right. I agree. And our minority-owned businesses have just soared. So we are so excited about that.
That is so cool to have that, like I said, that kind of diversity throughout our business community. So, well, Kim, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it, and we look forward to finding out more about all the projects that are going on when you call in again next month.
Okay, that sounds great. We'll look forward to talking to you then.
Alrighty, thank you.
Enjoy the weather.
Thank you. You too.
You bet. Bye-bye. All right. Anything we need to touch on before we?
No, I think that's pretty much it. Do be weather wary. We have seen the projections, and we'll keep you informed here at WILO on Boone 102.7, along with AM 1570 and 96.9 FM. We'll keep you informed right here.
All right. Thank you very much. It is WILO Party Line Reprogcast at 5 p.m. and midnight. You can check out the vast archive at HoosierlandTV.com or just simply check the 5 most recent episodes at Clinton or Boone or Carroll County DailyNews.com. Todd Berryman for Melissa Miller, for Shan Sheridan and Kim Stevens, thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.